Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm out and about, so I'm having some cell phone fun here, calling in on my iPhone. But yeah, doing well. Another day in Northern California, different kind of paradise. Not quite, you know.
Is it warmer out there today? It's a lot warmer today than it was last week.
It's a little warmer. Absolutely. And, so we've got a lot going on today. Going to be a lot of fun. The show, of course, first half of the show, if you're a new listener, we basically talk real estate. Nuggets from real estate. Natalie Mullinex, as you heard there in the introduction, just not only, the major league producer that we talked about in the state of Hawaii, but you have been in the top, 1% in the country in sales.
Oh,
often,
yes,
it was. Right?
Many, many years before stepping back, yeah. Not a biggie. But we, I'm really excited about today's show because we're going to talk a little bit about over buying real estate and overseas, and then the second half of the show is exciting because you're bringing on another expert for weight loss.
Another weight loss expert who can help us continue to battle the bulge. Angie Davis is going to be joining us. She is the Slim Down Diva, and you can check her out at slimdowndiva.com. And, she's going to be joining us maybe even a little early. She might jump on a little early since, I'm just going to be honest. I need all the help I can get. I don't know about you.
I got to tell you something. For anybody for anyone who's not wasn't listening last week we started our 50-pound challenge, right?
Sound excited.
Well, I'm sorry, because I'm being honest. I have to ask you honestly, Randy, because Dr. Nelson was on, and she's fantastic, and I learned so much in 30 minutes. It was amazing. I was really scrupulous, took notes, but I learned so much about, I was so shocked when she said eat every 2 to 3 hours and not skip a meal, and then you're supposed to add your carb and your fat and your oil, and I'm going, oh my gosh, how do you, the protein, I'm sorry, it's the protein, right?
Yeah, protein, fat, and carb.
Fat and carb, right. So, and it's like, oh my God, how do you do this? So I went out and bought a bunch of stuff, and I was so excited, and I started Thursday, and I just have to ask you, did you really mess up at all in the first week? Because I did.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Because I'm used to just, let's see, what am I eating today? Wendy's, Jack in the Box, McDonald's.
And you don't think about it. You don't write it down. You're not looking at it. It's really interesting, though, but it's actually a lot of food to eat. I'm having a hard time trying to eat all of it, but then I thought I was doing really, really good. And then the other evening, I was like, I'm going to stop by this Italian restaurant. I'm not going to get my normal eggplant parmesan, but maybe I'll go ahead and just have a salad and then put chicken or whatever on there. So I went and I went to the restaurant. I ordered a salad, and typically I always get our eggplant parmesan, so I really had never even read the menu for all the extras because I always just love that at that restaurant. So I ended up adding salmon, so I was so good, had my salmon, had my salad, and I ended up running into different people I knew, and I thought, well, I'll have one glass of wine with my meal, and I know that's not really part of the diet, but just one. I was doing so well, and then I'm finished, and I thought, I love the garlic bread here, and I know bread's not part of this diet, but if I just have that and some of the parmesan, oh my God, Randy, I thought I was going to have one piece and take the rest home. And, you know, I know different people, so people are stopping and saying hi and whatever. And there's some background noise. I'm not sure what that is. Can you hear it? It's like a...
Yeah, some folks just kind of showed up.
Oh, okay, no problem. I don't know if you're outside. Oh, you're out. Okay. So anyhow, but anyhow, I ended up having the rest of the garlic bread, all of it. And then they didn't have coffee there. They didn't have coffee there at all made, because usually they do. And I left and I thought, let me stop by Dunkin' Donuts, get coffee. I actually got a donut. Is that stupid? So I think what I did was I kind of thought I was doing so well, and then I kind of messed up. So I think it's just going to take time.
Yeah.
So we just have to say, okay, we're okay, and then start over again. But I was just wondering if you were that diligent in the beginning, or if it took you a little bit of time to get used to.
It takes time. Absolutely takes time. No doubt about it. It's a different mindset. It really, really is. And you just have to, you know, work at it and get better at it and understand. And the more you understand the components, you know, the protein, fat, carb thing, the easier it is, and the less you have to think about it and pre-plan. And although pre-planning is kind of important all the time, I find for myself, if I'm left on my own, I'm in trouble. So I need
but
to
you know,
plan
it's,
ahead.
And it's easy if you have the food around. It's easy to eat it, and then it's easy more than you think about if you don't pre-plan, you know, and if you're not writing it down. So it's kind of it was an interesting experience so far. I mean, I'm for it. I'm going. I'm not quitting at all. But I
surprised. Just understand that if you goof up, just get back on. Just keep going. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Not giving up. That's the only time you kind of lose or fail is when you give up We know what that feels like.
But it was pretty comical. It was pretty funny, though, to go, okay, I think I had more calories than I would have if I just ate my Rick, because I was, like, so, you know, that, like, I don't like the word diet, because then you think it was a diet isn't diet. But it's kind of a, it was good. But I am getting better about going, okay, no bread, no this, no that, no that. Nope, can't have the starch, can't have this, can't have, you know, so it's kind of, and I've cut back on coffee, so. It's good.
One thing at a time. You take out one thing at a time, and you kind of add. And you'll find is the more you do eat every couple hours, the more you realize you're not really being deprived. There's lots to eat. You just got to be aware of what it is, and it is. It's just a challenge, but it's just a different mindset.
And then I did kind of overdo it on the nuts, because I went out and bought all kinds of nuts. And then I kept eating those a lot for snacks, and then I could feel, no, and then like 4 days later, I'm like, oh, my God, I think that's my colon that's hurting a little bit because I got too many nuts. So, you know, I just have to be, I'm probably the terrible one for the, you know, starting out with this major discipline, so I'll get there. And I am, I'm experimenting, you know, and then I'm looking forward to it, but I just wanted to ask you if you were just really disciplined from the beginning, or did you have some mess ups? So.
No. And I still have mess ups. And that's the thing. You kind of just understand that, you know, you just don't turn around a lifetime of eating
eating what you
want. Yeah. And I'm realizing that. So it's, and I'm incorporating the exercise. I actually ran, I was jogging, and I actually, as you begin to walk faster, you realize, you know what, your body just naturally wants to run.
It really does.
You know, and I literally jogged almost 2 miles the other morning around the track.
Congratulations.
And I went, wow, I haven't done that in many, many years, so it was pretty exciting. And again, you're listening to Realty Universal Radio.
I know, we got to get started on the beginning, because I'm really excited about the second half. The first half is also, have you thought about retiring or moving or buying real estate overseas, right?
Yeah.
And what I want to dig into, well, I have, I've always, but what I want to dig into is, you know, where do you go? Some people on the line may already be dual citizenship. Some people maybe have already traveled, like, over the years and had different places that they have in mind. You know, some people may be listening have never, ever done it or never thought about it. So one great source that really takes out a lot of the guesswork, a lot of the homework, is called internationalliving.com. Have you heard of it before?
I have not.
Okay. This thing, I'm going to go over some of it because we only have, we've got about 20 minutes right before our guest comes on. And because it's related to real estate, but it's also helping you and it helps you in many other ways. It's something that I've actually subscribed to it for several years now. I've heard about it for years. So I know that it's a reputable information source. You know, I know that the companies, what they're doing is great. They actually have conventions you can go to. To get information, if you want, you can just subscribe. You can buy products. You don't have to spend any money at all. You can just subscribe and get on their easy newsletter and get lots and lots of information. I can't hear in the back. Is that background really? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, it's just the background's really for our listeners. I'm not sure if they can hear that or not because it's kind of loud.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so anyhow, this is fantastic. It narrows it down. They talk to you about, like, for example, I'm interested in looking in Ecuador. Ecuador is supposed to be a very nice area, safe area. Of course, it depends on where you go. You can learn a lot about it. You can buy property and maybe pay property taxes of $40 a year. Of course, it depends on what you're going to do. They have properties, all different price ranges, all different things. And it's important because some of it to get your homework, because if you don't have a dual citizenship and you need to get citizenship, you can learn a lot through internationalliving.com and then start digging into other areas just to get a feel for where you may want to go, you know, if you want to go to Europe or you want to go to South America. It's fabulous magazine. I'm just going to look at some, I'm going to look at some things in here. Are you in a coffee shop?
Yeah, I'm outside on a patio.
Oh, okay, because it's really loud, so I'm sorry, I'm just going to wonder which, it sounds like people are doing things. This is internationalliving.com, for example, it also has information about find your dream job overseas. You can take quizzes and see what you already could do or couldn't do. It goes into information as far as visas and retiring and what's required in different areas. Goes into real estate, lots of real estate. And lots of times people are saying, well, why should I buy real estate overseas if I can buy U.S. property for a very good deal as well right now? And that's a great question. But there's some areas that overseas where you can actually live for so much less than you can live in the U.S., you know, based on once you look at your health insurance, your foods, your consumables, your utilities, taxes, et cetera. So it's just really, for anybody thinking of buying overseas, I think this is a really good resource that we want to pass on to you called internationalliving.com. And I'll just read some of it. I'm getting on the site right now. I want to see. It'll walk you through and tell you where to go. Get on the newsletter. The world's healthiest places to live. Quality of life index. Annual global retirement index. How to retire early. The climate. Make money overseas. It's got classified ad section. They have podcasts. They also have expat profiles, so you can get a lot of information from people that have already done this and they're living overseas. Reader feedback, best places to start a business, the world's best real estate markets. It's a fantastic source of information to try to narrow things down for you. Because they talk about health care because when you buy, I mean, of course, you're going to buy real estate. You want to, you know, if you're going to buy and rent it out, you want to know the area. If you're going to buy and live there part of the year, you want to know what you're doing. So it's pretty interesting. I'll just read right here, international real estate. Looking for help finding international real estate. International Living has 30 years of on-the-ground experience in the countries that we think are the best spots under the sun for retiring, investing, and buying global real estate right now. We've done the research. You do the dreaming. So they've got correspondents around the globe that they pay to write, and they find information. It's really, really, I've always been very impressed. And I wanted to mention it because more and more people are, especially with baby boomers, are getting to the retirement age. Different people are looking at their retirement differently now. Many people lost a lot of their retirement savings, you know, with the market. You know, some people are making money hand over fist. The thing that I love about the ability to be able to retire overseas is because of the internet. Say you're still running businesses or you do business, you can still do it on the internet, right? And you can be in these other areas. So I think it's lots of times people look at it and think, oh, they're just thinking about it. They're just dreaming. They don't know where they would go. They don't have a clue, right? This is an excellent resource for you to go in and dig in and learn without having to leave your home to get it. They've got, let me see, I'm just looking on some of the places too. There's Argentina, Belize, Brazil, Costa Rica, Ecuador, France, Honduras, Italy, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, Spain, Uruguay, and a bunch of articles. This is so much research has been done for you here.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Man, oh, man, I had no idea. I had not really thought much about it. But for you and other people who maybe have family or roots, right, overseas, that's an option. That's a thought.
Wait, but you know, a lot of people, I mean, there's places overseas. Well, say somebody's going to have a very small retirement income of $24,000 a year, okay? Just give you an example. $2,000 a month is going to be very hard to live on in the U.S. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how much of the, I mean, think of, I mean, it. There are countries,
yeah.
countries out there, like, look at Ecuador, people can live on that and live very well. They can even have help. They can hire help that's helping them 5 days, 7 days a week. They can live, cover their medical, so we don't realize it because we're kind of spoiled in the U.S. and we're very used to our U.S. ways. So I think, a lot of people that aren't thinking about it, you know, they may be, if they're it's so tight, and they're just living, Social Security check to retirement or whatever they have. They like to travel or want to look at it. It's just something, I think it's nice because what we try to do with our show, you know, there's always so much more information to learn and go over with what we try to go over in 30 minutes. But I like to put things out there that somebody may not have thought of, or sometimes people don't think they can do it. They think, oh, no, it's going to be too much money.
Well, yeah,
and it's not always too much money.
I've absolutely learned that from you, that, you know, there are things that we just don't think about that are possibilities with regard to real estate, and living overseas is one of them, really.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And for a good price and in really healthy areas. You know, like I was saying, mentioned to my son a couple of weeks ago, or texted, I think, I'd love to move somewhere that was like 50 years back, but yet still had the high-speed internet because I couldn't do things without internet, you know. And just have that kind of lifestyle where it's going to be the fresh air and people grow on the land and it's more laid back and not all the stress, you know. And there's actually places out there like that. So, but the thing I love about this, it's internationalliving.com again. And, of course, you know, there's other resources. You can also go on our website, realtyuniversal.com, fill out a contact us form, and we can put you in touch with people in different areas around the world as well when you get serious about digging in and on the real estate if you want to buy something.
Absolutely.
Something came through. I mean, there's islands for sale, there's houses, there's condos, there's little places. I mean, there's just so many things that some people never even think about, right?
There's an island for sale?
Oh, yes. They're little islands. So there's just different things that you have to go on. Even on this site, it's so well versed and read. And these, I mean, like they put on here 30 years of experience. It's quite a long time. They talk about investing and healthcare and travel and just all the different things you have to. They have world rankings. It's just quite a lot you can learn in one place.
I was thinking, what is that website again? I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, it's internationalliving.com.
Okay.
And it's really, really, really wonderful. Like, it's, now they have different conventions and conferences. Like, for example, there's a fast track to Panama. If somebody wants to go to a lifestyle and opportunity conference, they can do that in April in Panama. And it actually, they teach you and go over all these information. It says in Panama you can really live well on $1,500 a month or less. They discover if Panama is for you at the Fast Track Panama Conference. Live well in Ecuador, and this is an area I want to check out, on your Social Security check. They have a conference in Ecuador coming up in February 7th through 9th. But you don't have to go. I mean, there's so much information and places to find it on their site that they teach you so much before you have to go anywhere. You can afford to retire in style, an apartment with spectacular views of the lush Andes Mountains or blue Pacific Ocean, colonial city where the sun shines every day, fresh, healthy food, friends who share your interests, household cleaning help for just $10. You can have it all. I mean, this is the type of things you... Here's another one. Let's see. They have an annual event that comes up in May 21st to 25th in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. That's near Cancun. And it says there's plenty of opportunity to learn. And in this conference, they actually go over many top retirement places, and they go over many, many areas. So, but again, and then Costa Rica's, they've got another place. It's all over. And they actually They also have a retirement conference in Las Vegas coming up in September that they go over all the different areas as well. So it's just very well put together. Again, you can look on if you're on the internet now or not, but you can. Is that a bird? It sounds like a bird. It's kind of, I don't know, in the background there. It sounds like a bird.
Oh, yeah. So,
huh?
There's lots of things. Yeah, birds are out here, huh?
I don't know, Randy. I'm hearing all kinds of things on your end this today. I was like, where is he? He's in a different place.
I'm on a patio just with trees and...
You're on a patio.
Nope. I'm sitting on a patio.
Or somebody else is on with the background or something. So maybe someone else is on the line and there's background. But so anyhow, we've got any kind of questions if anybody wants to call in regarding this. Again, the site is internationalliving.com. Our call-in number is 347-945-5428.
347-945-5428.
Huh?
We have a couple folks on the line, it looks like, already. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, call in. And
give us the buzz.
This is, I'll just give you, like, one of the questions in there is, where's the best place in the world for me to retire? They try to answer that each month in International Living Magazine and each day in the postcard e-letter, if you want to get that. There's no best place to retire, but there's a best place for you to retire. And a good start is to check out our most recent retirement index to find out more about retirement havens in the world today. You should also take a 45-second quiz to discover your ideal haven. So it's then they have, if you want to know about a specific company, find the answer on one of our country's pages. So I really, and this is really cool, Randy. This is something that not on the real estate side, but it says, how can I make money overseas? They actually published an e-letter called Fund Your Life Overseas. Fund it. And it's amazing, the different businesses and work and things you can do. So it's not impossible. So if anyone's feeling stuck or like they want to try something different, I highly recommend checking into this. You know, and then you find the rules as far as buying properties overseas. You want to be careful, of course. You want to make sure you're covered legally with attorneys. And this is somewhere where you can get a lot of information to find out what to do, what not to do. You know, make sure you're covered. You definitely wouldn't want to go anywhere randomly and just buy a property and find out later you couldn't even take title. So there's quite a lot of good information in there. So questions?
I want to buy an island. Can we buy an island? Let's go.
Well, let's see what they.
Let's just go together. Let me count my pennies. Let's buy
an island. Buy an
island. Come on, that's exciting.
I think it's all exciting.
Oh, it's all exciting.
It just shows you that, you know, we're living in such a small world. We don't have to feel like we're stuck either, you know. And then sometimes people buy places. They'll buy places in other countries, and then they'll swap back and forth. You know, the people that live there come to their place in the U.S. You go there parts of the times of the year. There's vacation rentals. There's just so many different things you can look into to set you up.
Wow.
And, again, the site's internationalliving.com.
Wow. I like it.
I think it's really exciting.
I want to move overseas now. See, every time you do a new segment, I find myself wanting to live somewhere else.
Monica, and you can look at this and see so many things.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. I really am interested in looking at Ecuador, and that they say about Ecuador, they say it's truly unique. Now, this is reading off of the site. There are many places around the world where you can find cheap land, Ecuador included. But in many of those places, you'll lead an uncomfortable life, far from friends and family, and disconnected from the rest of the world. Not so in Ecuador. The tropical coast of Ecuador is one of the International Living's hotspots. It's diverse, it's beautiful, it's largely underdeveloped, and best of all, it's overlooked. You can still buy a beachfront home for $50,000.
Wow.
Learn more about it in other countries. Of course you have to be, I hear there's like farms, land. I mean, and you have to make sure you're safe. I mean, because every place has its good places and bad places, right? So,
yeah, yeah.
But it's live like royalty on half of your Social Security. Then what they do here is it says more about the real estate, step-by-step guide to buying property there. They tell you about taxes, foreign ownership issues. And then there's just many more. This is just one place. You know, it has Italy here, and they've got France and Spain, and you know, I was talking to one of the affiliates people that we want to work with in the UK, and who's working with Worldwide Properties, and he mentioned to me, I think, and we might have mentioned it on one of the shows, but he mentioned to me in the past couple months that now Spain is giving citizenship to people that buy properties after a certain period. It's not like you have to wait to do all of the above, you know, that you normally have to do. So just, you know, what do they say? Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. So if you're feeling stuck or saying, hey, I can't do this, no me, I'm a travel bag. I get excited about traveling. You know, that's something that some people don't want to travel at all. But if somebody's living in a state and they go, wow, I never thought about that, you know, because something to think about. And if you're on the internet, which most people are today, just get on internationalliving.com and take a peek and let us know
what's possible,
how it works, what any information we can pass on to us also as well, and we'll pass it on to our guys. So
very cool, very, very cool. Wow, we're at the bottom of the hour already, and again, Randy Zachary, my name, hanging out on the patio at a Starbucks with some birdies. My wife just walked up, so it's
tell Monica I said hi
in the neighborhood. Monica, you want to say hi?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Monica.
Hey,
we're talking to Randy about, we're doing internationalliving.com about places overseas.
She just went into Starbucks.
Okay.
So here we go, the second half of our show, and this was, again, great material. If you have any questions, you can always check us out, radio@realtyuniversal.com. If you heard something that kind of piqued your interest, feel free, again, email us, radio@realtyuniversal.com. And, we are, it is the bottom of the hour. It's time as we kind of transition into our second half, and often, every time, every week, we really transition into kind of a personal growth, I guess, if you will, motivation, inspiration, half hour. And last week, as Natalie mentioned at the top of the show, we began our 50-pound challenge, and Dr. Rhonda Nelson was on, and a lot of great information.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Today, Angie Davis is with us, and she is works with women to inspire them to finally lose the weight and keep it off for good. Her blog, and I love this, is slimdowndiva.com. That's slimdowndiva.com. Offers advice on how to lose weight, eat healthy, and look and feel fabulous doing it after, get this, after 17 years of battling weight, she finally conquered and lost over 122 pounds in 1 year. She's on the line, I think, from Nashville, Tennessee. Angie,
hi, Angie.
Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for coming on. You're
absolutely
in Tennessee, huh?
I am in Tennessee. We had some nasty weather last night. It's been an interesting time here in Nashville. So,
are your trees down? Are you guys okay?
We're good. We're good. Apparently around us, though, it's, you know, there are trees down. They're not sure if it was a tornado or straight line winds, but really sure if there's a difference because they both blow things over. So,
did your power go out?
No. No, it did not. I mean, we are one of the fortunate ones. We're kind of like in a bubble, is what I feel like. Everybody around us, I'm seeing all these pictures and seeing all these stories, but everything looks like it's just fine in our neighborhood. I haven't ventured out today, though, so it could be crazy. So.
Good for you. I'm glad everything else is good.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
And your internet's working, your phone's working. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Everything is a little crazy, short of a little printer issue this morning. Everything's working, so, you know, count my blessings.
Oh, God. That's a minor one.
I know. Well,
we are excited to have you on. I don't know if Randy told you, but last week we started our 50-pound kickoff.
I was hearing
and,
that.
Yeah, and it's and I really messed up terribly. I mean, I thought I was doing really well, and I'm getting back on track, but I guess that's part of what happens when you're first trying to lose weight. So I'll let you guys take it over.
Well, Angie, I just 122 pounds in 1 year after 17 years of battling. Talk to us about that. What was the difference for you?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's probably been longer than 17 years. I mean, I had issues as a child with with eating. I was probably overweight then, but not to the point that people made fun of me or that I felt that I needed to do something about it. I think as you're a kid, you're going through such growth spurts, you never really know what you're supposed to do. But let's just say I probably didn't follow the food pyramid. but, you know, as I got older, I realized I just kept getting more and more weight onto my frame. And I was like, why is this happening? Which is kind of a crazy question because it's happening for a reason. It's happening, A, because you're either overeating or you're not exercising. And I'm going to say those two things go hand in hand.
The exercise and the eating,
You just can't do one without the other. It's a duo. It is, you have to have a balance. So I started out thinking, oh, I can work out and this weight is going to come off of me. But I still continued to keep the bad habits of M&M's after workouts. Snickers after workout.
I had a baby right the other day, too. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Mexican food after workouts. You know, it was like, and then I kept saying to myself, well, I wonder why I'm not losing weight. You know, and it was just, it was a little crazy. But I had a husband that loved me, never said anything to me about my weight. He didn't care. He didn't care what size I was. He just wanted me to be happy. And, you know, I just reached that point that I wasn't happy.
Right.
And I had a health issue where I had tore my calf muscle and my Achilles right where they meet, which meant I couldn't bend my foot forward, sideways, whatever. It just didn't work anymore. And so the doctor said, you know, it's the first time I'm seeing this doctor, and he's like, you may never want to see me again. He goes, but I'm going to say this to you. And it was what I would call my aha moment. He said, you are going to have to decide if you're going to be fit or you're going to be fat. You are not going to be able to be both.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. And so at that moment, I was like, okay, dear Lord, if you let me still fit in my pants after this is all over with, I'm going to get it together, because I was non-weight bearing for 7 months after that because it had to heal. So,
wow.
Yeah, so after 7 months, I went back to the gym, but that wasn't going to be enough. And I looked around, and I was just like, I've got to figure out how I can get a program that I, A, understand and can do every day. And there is a wonderful program out there called Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers, with the points.
Yeah, I've done it. However, I'm not... You know, I don't like to try to add things up in my head while I'm eating. So I was like, that's not going to work for me. But a lot of people have had success with it. And my thing is any diet that you do, and the key word is do, will work as long as you do it. And you can do it in your everyday life. And so I found Jenny Craig. And
you went to Jenny Craig. Okay.
I did go to Jenny Craig. But Jenny Craig is not just buying the food there. It is getting the accountability, and it's learning how to figure out why you eat. And I was one of those emotional eaters. I ate when I was happy. I ate when I was sad. I ate, you know, to celebrate.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, you know, you go out with friends. What do? You eat. So it was one of those things that we had to identify the whys, and then we had to figure out workarounds. And so I had to realize that if I were going out to eat with my friends, it was okay that I was going out to eat with my friends, but I didn't have to eat if I wasn't hungry. And so one time, you know, most of the time I would eat just because I was there.
Right.
And so
right.
I had to be willing to say, you know, I'm not hungry, but I love to spend time with you. So,
and then you just eat something light or an appetizer or just something, right?
Yeah, salad, dinner salad, something like that. Something to, you know, fill me up, not fill up the booth. So, you know, that was kind of my moment and kind of where I went and the direction that I went to do that. But it was good. And I didn't, you know, success is not always quick.
We have to let ourselves mess up a little too, right? Not beat ourselves up or quit and go back to totally pigging out, right? I mean, in a sense.
Right.
Because I know I messed up a few times this past week, and I'm going, okay, I just have to get better.
Yeah, and that is the thing. I mean, and you said something very, very important, is that you have to kind of forget it. That day is over, and whatever you did that day before, you can't go back and undo it. You have to go the next day, and the next day you've just got to do it better. You got to do it better than you did the day before. And I had days that I didn't lose any weight, and it wasn't for anything that I did other than it was just a day. Your body is a very interesting piece of machinery, and, you know, as women, it's harder to lose weight.
As we get older, don't you think it changes a lot more? Like for me, I've noticed every 10 years I can see that extra chunk of weight, pounds coming on, you know, because
yeah.
I was very thin when I was young, but I'm not thin right now. And I could see that, you know, slowly as we get older, where our metabolism changes.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, gravity happens. I mean, everything starts to, you know, sink down. It happens for everybody. It's kind of just the way it goes. But, you know, I'm here to say that, you know, every day that you have succeeded and you have to celebrate those victories and you have to document what you eat. If you log what you eat every day and
uh-huh.
you realize what you're putting in your mouth, you will
right.
be like, oh, my goodness.
Hey, Randy, is that the background noise where you are? Because it's really loud. I don't want to say anything, but I know we tape it and everything, and it just kind of – is it where you are? Or is it – maybe there's another caller on that just has background noise. I'm not sure. Can you hear it
yeah,
now? Now
folks,
I don't hear it now.
Some, yeah, there's some folks that just walked by and were talking, but they're gone.
Okay, no problem. I just want to be able to, because I want to hear what you're saying is so interesting. I want to be able to make sure we get it to the, well, that's it. That's, well, how do you go, because, you know, food, like I was raised European, and you, like you love food. You love to go out and sit and talk with people and break bread. I love to do that. That's part of my lifestyle, to just be able to have the food. So it's a matter of making better choices, right, and discipline. Like you said, you're meeting with your friends. You don't need a whole meal, but maybe just get something little or not get anything, right? It's not necessary if you're not hungry.
Have a water. Have, you know, water with lime. I mean, here's the thing. Share your food. I mean, the portions in the United States.
That's true.
Is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. So if you ordered one meal and split it on two salad plates, you're basically balancing your own diet. You know, a great formula that I was taught by my counselor was that you need to eat a quarter protein. You need to eat a little bit of dairy. You need to eat a quarter starch, and half of your plate should be vegetables. And once you visualize that and you get it, those crazy fad diets where you're just eating all protein,
mm-hmm.
you'll see why you binge, because that carb, that starch that you kind of need to kind of balance out the hunger,
right?
You know, it just, it all works together to make a perfect diet. And there's a lot to be said. So when you start researching, like, what used to be the old food pyramid, if you look now, they're going to a plate. And if you go and look at the plate on the USDA website, I think it's going to show basically what I just said, you know, a quarter protein, a quarter starch, and half
uh-huh.
vegetables. And you would be amazed at how full you are after you insert that formula into anything that you do.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Last week they were talking about, you know, more vegetables than fruit and a little bit of protein and a little bit of fat, right? A tiny bit,
right.
You know, with oil. And so I'm wondering, that combination just, it fills you up, and then it also, your body's starting to get good nutrients, because we really do put a lot of junk in our food body at times between all the extra sugar and grains that are unnecessary, right?
Yep, and absolutely. And water, you know, just filling your body with water instead of all the other gunk that's out there.
Yes.
I mean, it's you know, hard to do. And I'll still say that I have to have a Diet Coke every now and then. But if I have my diet soda, I'm drinking three times the amount of water that was in that soda just to flush that bad stuff out.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy, but...
You know what I think? I really think that when we're younger, our bodies are so much healthier. I mean, if we don't have any other issues, so much healthier, and then things start breaking down as we get older. Our metabolism isn't as good, and the things that we were able to fight off, flush out before, aren't going to happen as quickly. We need to exercise more. You know, it's just interesting, isn't it? Now, the thing I found is it can happen so fast before you know it and go, oh, my God, I just gained all this weight. And what about, like, the cortisol? Cortisol our levels go much higher with too much stress?
Yes, absolutely. Stress will affect you. It will cause you to eat more. It will cause you to vegetate more. But by doing an exercise and getting on a regular program, you find ways to release that and balance it within your body. The thing that I also learned in as Americans and as busy people, we've really got to understand that those set meal times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, are times that you shouldn't be sitting in front of a TV or a computer, because if you're sitting in front of something, whatever reason, food is also visual as much as it is.
Good point.
And so your mind is not registering that you've eaten if you're eating at your desk at your office.
That makes total sense. So then you go reach for more.
Yes.
And don't
even
realize it. That was one thing I noticed. I had gotten on the Weight Watchers thing just for a couple of weeks to see what it was about, but I'm just not really into counting myself either. But I want to go ahead and download the calorie counter so that I know, because my son's girlfriend, for example, pointed out to me Outback Steakhouse. I mentioned this last week. The one onion loaf is 1,900 calories, and I used to be able to eat that with no problem by myself, you know. And I never thought that it was 19. I'm thinking maybe 400 or 500. I'm not thinking 1,900 calories. You'd be amazed how many calories things are that we may not check. You know, foods can be, and it just. I think that what you're saying makes so much sense, because we have to pay attention to what we're doing. It's so easy to just put it in our mouth and not even realize we just had, you know, a bag of potato chips or keep reaching for that. Yeah.
It's not a bag of potato chips until you eat the whole bag, you know. And it's not a little bit of potato chips that are going to hurt you. It's when you look at that serving size and it says 10 chips, 120 calories, but you've just eaten 40. You know, it's that
exactly
thing.
Right.
And so, you know, it's measuring things out and taking that time to realize it. It's also when you go to restaurants, and the people that go out to eat with me are so afraid that their food's going to get spit in, because I am so picky about how my food is prepared. But here is my thing: there is a ton of butter and a ton of sodium and just stuff that if you're not controlling how it's prepared, that you don't know what you're digesting. And so when I go to a restaurant, there are times that I want a steak, and so I'm going to split that steak with my husband, because I don't need an 8-ounce steak. I only need 3 ounces or 4 ounces. And I look at them and I'm like, okay, when you prepare this, I need you just to prepare it dry with no seasoning, salt, butter, and I need it medium well, and I need you to accommodate this, and I understand if it's going to cost me a little extra, but I need to make sure that this happens. And, oh, that side salad with your 500 croutons on it and cheese, I need you to just bring me the vegetables that are on that and a plain baked potato. And when I get
that makes
it,
sense.
I get it and it to order. And, you know, it doesn't take them any longer to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time-consuming because they like to memorize your order and go punch it in. But, you know, I'm the customer. It's my body. And, you know, I just feel like it's okay to ask. The worst they can say is, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, I agree totally. And, you know, I heard recently, and I was surprised. They said, take your own, which I had never done this, and I have to look. On salad dressings, I've always said, what's your lowest fat, low fat? And they'll usually say Italian, but it doesn't mean it is, right? And they say that. There's, you know, take your own dressing. I'd never thought to do that, or maybe just have it put on the side so that you can use just a little bit, because there's so many calories in many of the dressings that the restaurants use. You know, the food is just really, and I like to eat out a lot, but it really is fattening.
Well, Well, and if you're using their dressing, a great tip is to take your fork and dip just your fork, not the food in the dressing, and then attach it to the food, because then you're just getting a small amount, and it's going on per bite, and it's not as much. And you will be surprised that you will have a lot more dressing than you would if you had dumped it all over the salad.
Now, and it's just amazing, like Caesar salad. Oh, my God, people think they're getting a salad. That has a huge amount of calories in it, right?
Absolutely.
So that it's, and most of it's in the dressing, I believe. So it's just these types of things, it's hard to realize. And I read somewhere one time that if you eat a donut a day, that's worth like an extra 35 pounds a year. And I'm going, but now I go, oh, okay, I can understand it.
Uh-oh.
And your website, slimdowndiva.com, or Diva, Diva,
Slimdowndiva,
Diva, I'm reading Diva, Diva, slimdowndiva.com, and I'm on it right now. It looks really great. You've got information about you, and you lost your weight in how much time?
It was a year and a half.
Wow,
you know,
congratulations.
I'm in the last 5 pounds that I really need to
get
off. They are the hardest, because the closer you get to your body goal weight, the harder it is for it to come off, because your body's like, what have you done? You know, we've lost a lot of weight. Stop. Wait.
God, that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like a different person. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, my goal is to inspire other people, because I have struggled. I mean, when I say struggled, I was like always saying, do these jeans make my butt look fat? Well, everything at that point made my butt look fat. So it was like one of those rhetorical questions I really don't want you to answer. But it was
and I don't think we realize how much weight we can gain. I just gained 40 pounds in the last year, and I'm just, like, blown away that I gained 40 pounds in 1 year, just like that, you know. And I probably gained a lot of it even in the last 6 months, you know. And it's just like, how did this happen, you know, the extra? And I still already had about 20 to lose. So it's amazing how quickly it can happen, and we don't realize it.
It just does. And the thing that has really also kept me going is I've joined group fitness classes. And I have found that when you make a core group that's in these fitness classes, you're accountable to those people, and they're accountable to you. The instructors know my name. They know if I'm there. They know if I'm not. You know, it was easier than trying to do it on my own. And there are tons of classes. You can join a YMCA. There are fit clubs that are free. I mean, it doesn't matter. You just have to do something. You have to get moving. You have to balance it.
Yeah, exactly. When you're used to being raised with food and eating out, and that's it's just fun. It's part of a good lifestyle. It really makes a complete change that you have to do without looking at food as something that's negative, right?
Right.
And I know, Randy, you mentioned you all went out and had to bought a lot of food to be able to accommodate the program with the carbohydrates and the bought a lot of, I guess, what, the fat and the fruit veggies, and you said that you had to change the way you were eating.
Yeah. We went out, you know, and we decided to start, you know, eating right and eating often, because, you know, every 2-3 hours. I mean, and when we say eating a meal, really, you know, you're talking about a, you know, morning and afternoon snack that you throw in, and those snacks, protein, and as Angie was saying, you know, the good carbs, veggies. And that we always want to think in terms of 2-to-1 veggies, you know, to fruit even in our carbs, because I think we'll all kind of cheat, those of us who are sugar addicts. And, oh, carbs, cool, bananas, apples, oranges. And those fruits have tons of sugar in them. And so we got to be careful there, too, you know. But, yeah, we did. We spent more money that first time shopping than than we ever did. But it was, you know, it was good stuff that we were buying. And I think sometimes it might cost a little more than some of the junk food that you typically would stock up on. So I just want to, again, remind everybody, we're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and Angie Davis is with us the second half hour. We have her on, and she has lost a whole lot of weight. Her website, slimdowndiva.com, and powerful, very inspiring story. Now, when people go to your website, Angie, what is there for people to check out? Are there some programs that you have? Are you coaching people? What's going on your website?
Well, from my website standpoint right now, what I'm really doing is encouraging people. We're still building some of those things out, but my biggest thing is I have found that if I can encourage people by my story, by my daily struggles of what is going on, the tools that I use, you'll find some links on there to a great scale that I found that has talked me off a ledge many a times.
Wow.
But I have found that by giving people the inspiration that they need, they're going to start their own journey. And I don't know how many people have followed my lead, but I'd like to think it's a lot. I have a lot of people on Facebook that I get comments from. And just the stories that I see in my church of people that have started and actually started having success because they just started doing something that they can accommodate. They're changing their family tree. They're changing their family history.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, one, you know, I was willing to say, hey, you know, food is an addiction. It's not like an alcohol addiction. You can lay down alcohol and not ever have to pick it up again. But food is something that you have to live. So you have
right.
to learn to manage it. And if you can change your family tree by changing how you eat and actually going back to the table and eating with your family and actually making food at home as opposed to eating out so much, wow, wouldn't you just do that? Because we kind of go back to the basics. It's not a bad place to be.
No, and I'm reading your website right now. I'm looking about, like, your story, and I think it's really awesome. You said your dad had passed away in your college. You were eating more and the day working on getting the straight A's, but then at night kind of letting it all out. And
yeah.
This is really exciting. I love here how it says, Randy, she said that you found a critical missing piece of the puzzle that I had been leaving out. It was God and godly relationships, and we're all about that. I mean, I don't know if you... We're all about that. We tie that into everything because it means God's real, and it makes such a difference in what we're doing, and he can guide us. And I found a lot of times when we are having the issues, it's traced to something, right? There's something that's making us have those addictive issues or not realizing and just, you know, nowadays it's so easy, like you said, with the computer to be doing something and not even paying attention that you're eating so much. And so you actually, with your program, do you kind of get into that a little bit? Do you kind of say, hey, what's up, and try to get
right.
to know who you're working with to say maybe it's this or that too also?
Absolutely, because once you figure out the why, I mean,
yeah.
for, you know, one of my things is I'm a perfectionist. I can't speak for other people, but I want things to be perfect. And you know what? Life isn't perfect. And when life didn't fit into that perfect little mold, I would compensate with food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when good things happened, I would compensate with food. And it was just like, what am I doing with this food? It was like, why does this feel so good?
And it's a controlling thing. We like to, we see it out of our own eyes, but everybody has their own perception, right, of their own things. And so
right.
if we want to control it, then we're like, I can fix it. And then then when you can't, because you can't control their people, then it's easy to go back to the fix, right?
Right.
And that's pretty much what the food can be. Wow.
And I speak, you know, when we talk about God, he is so vital to a healthy mindset. Until
yes.
you can see yourself like God sees you, that you're
mm-hmm.
valuable, that
mm-hmm.
you have a purpose, and that you are here for a reason, and why would you not want to be the best example that he called you to be?
Exactly.
I mean, when you absorb that, you're like, I'm really, really messed up. I've got to really get my life together because I want to be something that inspires people. And that meant that I had to start in a place that wasn't so inspirational. You know,
right.
I had to be that overweight person. I had to talk about my feelings. And I had to say, this is real, people. This is what I deal with every day. It's not a
And
TV
somebody
show.
Can really relate to what you've done because it's not like you've never done it and then you're saying, here, now this is how you do it, you know?
Right.
They can
right.
really relate to you firsthand and respect and appreciate it.
Right.
And understand the feeling and what you're going through, what they are going through. It's really, yeah, it's
powerful.
A miracle. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
We're all miracles, and we have to believe that that's what people don't realize, and we do need to realize. And then people need to realize we're all our own miracle that God made, not that we're supposed to be like this person or that one. And I even think as far as the weight goes, you know, I have a friend that's really, really skinny, like toothpick skinny, and she loves that, and I don't. I don't ever want to be that thin again. I was that thin before I had my son, right? Years ago. We're talking 33 years ago. So it's a long time ago. But I don't want to be that thin, but I don't want to be as big as I am now. You know how we really have to love who we are in our body. You know, I have a friend who I had lunch with today because she was taking me out for my birthday in December. You know, you know how you get treated, but you guys get together when you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is like, probably, I don't want to say the weight, but she's really, really big, and she can't do a thing about it because she was already really, really big and had a terrible accident in 94, and she can only walk a little ways. So she can't swim hardly at all because of her legs, and she can't do sit-ups. She can't exercise. Like, you know, so she's in a situation where, and she's now diabetic, where she has to love who she is, the way she is, but then she's still trying to watch her you're eating because of the diabetes, right? So I think it really is about us all starting where we are and what we feel is our beautiful, ideal weight. Don't you agree, kind of, instead of some people trying to fit into the mold that's not them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm already a supermodel. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, you know, it's one of those things that if I told you my weight, it's kind of funny now because people will come up. I've had people guess my weight, and I'm like, I could hug you because there is no way I will ever weigh that. And if I did, I would look like a bag of bones.
Right,
so
right. I understand. Yeah.
Everybody carries their weight differently. And there's just, you know, I'm good with when I walk into a store, if I put on an outfit and I have to go up in a large, it's not about me. It's about whoever made those clothes because I know the size that I am and I'm the
right
size that I'm supposed to be.
But
so
that's about loving you, right? We have
right
to know God loves us the way we're not supposed to. You know, some people have an image. We need to do what's good for us and where we know our right limit. We know our weight where we go, wow, I love myself at that weight, right? We kind of know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I just want it to be healthy and I want it
exactly
to be happy. And all of that just kind of clicked when I let it go. You know, I just had to let it out because the story behind the Slim Down Diva thing was, hey, Tim, I'm going to start a blog and I'm just going to journal this along the way so I can go back and read.
Wow.
I didn't realize he made it public and I had people that were reading it until
Who did that? Who did that? Your
my
husband?
My husband did that to me.
Oh, that's so cool. He believes in you so much. He sounds wonderful. He seems like he really believes in you. So you made it public
cool
and then
guy
all of a sudden people are doing it and then he kind of pushed you to do something. Maybe he wanted you could have done it, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. It was. I was like, that was supposed to be for me. And he's like, no, no. And I'm like, oh my goodness, typos. I mean, again, the perfection thing. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Right.
But, you know, it's not perfect. It's my life, and it's just been fun.
Well, you know, I don't think the only one that's perfect is God. And when we I always say I'd rather have a happy home than a spotless home. I mean, if I'm not, you know how some people have, everything has to be perfect with everything?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that that's a very healthy way to live, to be perfect with everything, right?
You will drive
for example,
yourself nuts.
Well, you drive yourself completely nuts. I remember doing an easy newsletter back in, I don't know, 01 or 02, and this woman complained about, oh, my God, you said realtor instead of realtor. I've been in the business 27 years plus, and Randy can tell you I've sold more houses than most people I know in the business. You know, I mean, I really, really have a huge history. And because I said realtor and not realtor, it's like, oh, my God, how could you do that? I'm not buying one of your products. That's an email I got. And I'm only mentioning it because I told Tom Antion about it. You know Tom, and Tom was just like, oh, forget it. And the person's last name I won't say, but it was like, oh, my God, that poor person probably got picked on so much that there was no empathy, right? You know, for, like,
yeah,
I don't, you know, I'm just making that example, giving that example because we're all, nobody in the world's perfect, and if we let go, that go, you know. Although we want it to look good and we want to care about what we put out to the market and blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's different, right? I mean, that's like you want to try to do the best you can do, but I think that's a huge lesson for all of us to learn, that nobody's perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And what's funny is that you remember so many details on that one negative comment.
Oh, yeah, because isn't that terrible? It didn't make me be careful about it, though. I thought, oh, you poor thing. I hope your clients aren't treated this way. You know what I mean?
You probably had thousands of great compliments. And
oh, yes. Exactly.
It's the same with weight loss, because yeah. that one negative thing could happen, but you had all these other great things that happened that you
right.
totally forget about.
And then when you get older, you get it, but when you're younger, it takes a long time to get it, and that's where we need to be able to put our love out there and tell everybody you're all perfect, we're all wonderful, we're all miracles, but we're all
yeah.
on a journey. We're all on a journey.
Absolutely.
We really are on a journey. It's not about... And it's not about comparing ourselves to the other people, because God gave us one fingerprint for a reason. I don't believe that we have different fingerprints because we're not supposed to have different gifts. I believe we have, you know, so anyhow, we go into that. We, Randy and I talk about that in the show. So
we have 1 minute.
We're almost running out of time here. And so when we get out of time, we get kind of cut off. So I want to mention
Angie,
it's slimdowndiva.com.
Yeah.
And you can... And we'll be in touch, and we're so grateful you were on, and congratulations
awesome.
On what you did. You're an inspiration to the world, and thank God your husband got you on there when he did.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk soon. I'd love to have you back again, and anyone listening, because we'll have a lot of people. We have a lot of archive listeners, too, at slimdowndiva.com.
Yes.
And to everybody else out there, I wish you peace.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an...
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter.